in developing these insights, the Buddha is actually teaching us to change our views and opinions, really, which is a very profound thing, because we're so wedded to our views and opinions.
Yes, exactly. And that's the... you know, you think in terms of, you know, what are the asavas, the really root defilements, and the it's more toward the end of the Buddha's teachings, because there was the gamasava, bhavasava, avijasava, the asavas of desire, of craving, of becoming, and of ignorance. But then they added the dittahasava, because I think it's just so ingrained in the mind to take a view, a standpoint, have some kind of opinion about something, have a something that we're holding to as it's this way, or it's that way, so that it keeps pulling us down. So then, being able to challenge that tendency to views, also the basis of what proliferates the mind, the papancha dhammas, tanha ditti mana, so desire, views, self cherishing, and so that aspect of proliferates the mind, spins the mind out, keeps it cranking out the garbage, you know? So that again those perceptions as a helpful tool to be able to abandon or to set aside or to relinquish those views, that tendency there. Because that wonderful expression in the Sabbasava Sutta of the this speculative view, bhikkhus, is called the thicket of views, the wilderness of views, the contortion of views, the vacillation of views, the fetter of views. Fettered by the fetter of views, the untaught ordinary person is not freed from birth, aging, and death, from sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair. He is not freed from suffering, I say. These views. I love that. Thicket of views, wilderness of views. Yeah, it's deeply ingrained, and that's why we have to be conscious about the that cultivation of an alternative, giving our mind an alternative track to go down, and to become familiar with, so that these different perceptions. And what we do, we familiarize the mind with them, and we train with it, we work with it, and as the mind becomes more familiar with those, then different unskillful habits, different unskillful views, and different identities that we create about ourselves or we project out, they fall away. And so that's the kind of the use. Isn't just sort of taking perceptions of the club and beating them to death somehow. So there's just really giving the mind an alternative that it can it can understand and realize its importance.